You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Roche Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. With me is William Palmer, my awesome co-host and fellow coach with Master Passive Income. And in today's episode, we will be talking about what you need to do to be a breakthrough investor to achieve your investing dreams and goals.
That's right, Charles. And we'll also give you the steps to fast track your success. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Roche Jr. and William Palmer.
Hey everyone, it's Charles Roche Jr. with Breakthrough Investor, where we help you break through that next level as an investor. And with me always is William Palmer, real estate investor, coach, and the amazing co-host of Breakthrough Investor. William, brother, how amazing are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, Charles. Super looking forward to today's episode, because today's episode is episode 100 for Breakthrough Investor. And it's awesome. It's been great. Been amazing to talk to so many real estate investors over the past, a little over 2 years now.
Yeah.
And it has been very enlightening, very fun. The conversations have been great. Learned so many things, and it's amazing to realize how little you actually know. And get to learn from experts. But it's been an amazing ride, and looking forward to more of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, man, it's so many new insights that we gain from bringing investors on. And like, even like when we bring people on that we know, like, and they share their story, we're like, oh wow, I never heard that part of your story.
Right.
And our listeners are able to be inspired. We're being inspired. Like, this show has grown me so much as well. And so it's just so amazing that, you know, we're doing it for our listeners and to help people, but also is also helping us grow even more so that we could even help more people. I just love that, man.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, the whole purpose of this, and our founder, Dustin Heiner, I remember getting the phone call and being like, hey, will you come consider doing this podcast with Charles? And it didn't take me very long to want to do that. And with
his, yeah, but you remember what you said first and what you thought? Just putting you out there. Just the country boy.
yeah. I was like, man, how's this gonna work? You got a guy from the Bahamas, and then you got a country kid from the South. I'm like, this ought to be really interesting. And but it works great, because you're very organized and you keep everything on track. So it's been super helpful for me, because it's like, hey, Charles, I don't know how to do this thing. How do I do this? And I can just reach out. It's been great. And but I remember starting it all, and I love the vision that Dustin has and where we're going. And I thought that maybe today would be a good time to revisit that and talk about what we're trying to accomplish in 26 and what we're trying to grow to.
Absolutely, man. And we have a treat, right? You know, for those of you listening right now, we've got the man, the legend himself on, Dustin Heiner. He is on this show today, helping us with this 100th episode. And most of you know Dustin Heiner already, but Dustin Heiner is absolutely amazing. Like, he helps so many different people, and he'll talk some more about the vision. But he's coached thousands and thousands of students. William and I are among those students where he's coached us to achieve financial freedom through investing in real estate. And he's the founder of Master Passive Income, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, now the Income Builder Live. So many brands to help people successfully unemployed, so many different things Dustin help people with. And his podcast has over 2 million downloads, and oh my gosh, I'd be going on and on and on. But the whole point of it is, Dustin is an amazing person whose goal in life is simply to help other people become, you know, financially free. So Dustin, man, come on, man. I know you could explain it a lot better than I can, but you are amazing, and we're so grateful to have you on the show, man.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me on. This is so exciting. When I first started my podcast in 2016, the Master Passive Income Podcast, I had no idea we would have anywhere near what we have now. Like all the people that we've been blessed to help, to all the different shows that we have, to the conferences we put on. It's just amazing seeing having an idea of doing something back in 2015 into 2016. And then now seeing where we are now, and then your show is going on 2 years. And so, 100 episodes, that most shows don't get that far. And I know in COVID, like right with 2020, 2021, there were so many shows that were starting up. They're all gone. They're all gone now because it's not easy. But you guys have done it. You guys have pushed through. And I think you guys hit the nail on the head earlier as I was listening to you saying that you guys grow yourself as investors because you're meeting new people, your skills are being sharpened by being a podcast host. But a great thing about podcasting is you meet other people who are playing at a different level, a higher level than you. And not even that, not even just that, because they're higher than you. Let's say they're not even where you are, but they're doing something different. They might have a different idea. They might have encountered something that you and I and William, all four, three of us, we've never seen before. It's like, oh man, that was, I'm so glad I brought you on because now I know that direction. This is such a great idea. And so I found the more times that I realize to myself that I'm not the smartest person and I don't want to be the smartest person, I want to be the dumbest person, that helps me to grow. And then at the same time, I started realizing, my goodness, there's just so much to go around. Like, if I just keep everything to myself, which I did for like 10 years, I was investing for 10 years, didn't tell anybody about it. Because I thought it was a competition, or even though it kind of was in a sense, like, I'm trying to find a property, somebody else will be finding a property. I was treating it like if I told somebody, they're going to take the property away from me, or they'll underbid me or overbid me, I guess is what you'd say, which is so much further than the truth. It's not the case at all. In fact, we've coached thousands of students now, and we're not at all competing. But who is our competition? Not investors, homeowners. Homeowners are our competition because there's so many more of them than us. And with us investors, as we're helping each other out, like I know Charles, you're moving on to larger properties, duplexes and fourplexes, and you want to get into small multifamily. So you're selling off some of your single family homes. And why don't we help each other out? And they win, you win, your tenants win. I found the more that I serve people in my life, the more money I make, the more money they make. And everybody's life gets better. I was like, why don't we just all focus on that? And I know why is because it's harder to focus on other people. But when you start doing that and you do that permanently, like that's now my mind shift where I constantly am always thinking, how do I serve other people? My goodness, the world opens up.
100%, Dustin. 100%. And so, man, Dustin, this has been like an amazing journey podcasting. Man, like, why don't you, Dustin, like, also like share some of the amazing things that's come out of the people that you've met over the years podcasting, you know?
Oh man. So since I started podcasting in 2015 into 2016, really started ramping up in 2016 or making a full effort in it, I've met so many amazing people and people that become friends, number one, but number two, people that I've invested with. It's been so terrific. So what I love to tell everybody is in order to become a successful investor, just like a successful book writer, successful artist, like singer, like whatever you're going to be doing, you need to be telling people that you're doing it. Because if you're the best person in your bedroom playing the guitar, singing the song, you sound the best, you're better than every single person, but nobody knows that you sing songs or write songs or play the guitar or whatever, you're never going to help anybody. You're never going to be able, nobody's going to be able to benefit from your amazing singing. And same thing with real estate investing. If you do not share it with people that you are an investor, if you don't go out of your way to let people know that you're there to serve them and help them as an investor, they're not going to know that you're an investor. And I did that for many years and I didn't have anybody wanting to invest in my deals, even know that I did any deals for many, many years. And then I started coaching people because I started the podcast because I was just honestly, I was getting bored because I was like, I don't have anything else to do. Let me just start podcasting because I enjoyed teaching people how to do it. And I had plenty of free time. I mean, when you're 40 plus hours not working for somebody else, it's so amazing. And then you can focus on this. So now I have met so many people that not just as a person learning how to invest my way better, like single family homes, I love residential, 4 units and below. But here's the amazing thing. Because of my podcast, I met a lot of other, I guess you would call them influencers or some people that have a big audience that uses a podcast, social media, YouTube, or whatever to help people how to invest in real estate. And so because I knew so many people, it was so easy. I wouldn't say easy. It was simple for me. It's a next step to start a conference. And we started the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference in 2021 is when I was really planning it. 2022 was the first one. And I called up all my friends, all the other podcasters and YouTubers and all that sort of stuff. And I said, hey, I want to put on an event. Do you guys want to come speak? And we had so many, which was great. It's such fun. And then every year got more and more friends and other people that I've met that are expert real estate investors. But here's the great thing. So putting on an event, not everybody's going to do that. That's a lot of work, a lot of risk. Hotels cost you $200,000 to $300,000 to put on events. But here's the great thing. The very first year, I was talking to my friend. Her name's Annie Dickerson. And I said, hey, you want to come speak? And she goes, yeah, let's come. I'll come speak. She talked about multifamily, which was great. I said, do you know anybody else? You know anybody else that would be in a good fit? And she said, yeah, my friend Peely Yarusi. She'd be fantastic. She's such an amazing person. Her and her husband are fantastic. I said, I've never met him. Introduce me. And so I got introduced to Peely first, and she was amazing. Loved her. She's like very personable, very, and they've done so much in real estate. Then I met her husband too. They are a dynamic duo, which is amazing. And they came and spoke at my event. And over the years, we just got to be more and more closer as friends. And I actually moved from Phoenix to Nashville in 2025, 25, no, 24. It was 2024. We moved to Nashville and we live like 6 minutes away from them now. But also in 2024, Peely and Jason said, hey, Dustin, we think you would be really good at being a general partner in our apartment complex we're buying, 350 units near Nashville. I said, what? Really? And I said, oh, yeah, I think so. I said, but I've never done multifamily, meaning I've done like, multiple two, three, four units, but I've never done 350, let alone, anything near that. Like, let's say even 25. No, I haven't done that. He said, well, we want you because you know a lot of people that would want to invest in our deal. This is a $35 million apartment complex we're buying. We need to raise $12 million. And I said, well, I've never done that before. Oh my goodness. And I thought, how can I personally raise capital, meaning raise money, get other partners investing in the deal. And I, as I'm sitting there, I'm like thinking, who in my network has that money? I just don't know. And I don't know because I never asked. I never put it out there and said, hey, who would like to invest in our deals? And Peely and Jason said, Dustin, we know. We've been to your conferences. We spoke many times. We know you know so many people. All you got to do is put it out there that you do that. Just like I said at the beginning, you need to be telling people you're an investor. Then I started saying, oh, you know what? Let's do it. Let me, I'm going to try. I don't know how much I'm going to get to help raise capital because we need to raise up $12 million. Well, I raised a little over $1.5 million from a couple podcast interviews, a couple emails sent out and friends and family members. And it was so much easier than I thought it was. And it wasn't because it was easy in general. It's because everything I did for 8 years before that, 8 years of telling every single person I'm an investor, every podcast that I'm on, just trying to serve people, trying to be as high of an integrity as I can. Everybody, I want everybody to trust me because that's just how I am. I'm a Christ follower. If you're a Christ follower, you're not trustworthy, then you need to question, like, struggle anyway, wrestle with your salvation with fear and trembling is what you should do if you're not trustworthy. So I put it out there and I just shared, hey, I'm going to be investing in this 350 unit apartment complex. We're raising capital. Would you want to invest in our deal? Just threw it out there. And I had so many people. Yes, yes, yes,
Wow.
yes, yes. We want it. We've been waiting for something like this. I was like, really? This is awesome. So just combine number one, having lots of friends now, lots of friends all over the country that do this. Cause in your house, I'm or in my neighborhood and even my, the gym that I go to and other people that I meet around town, I don't know any other real estate investors, like not at all. But
That's what I
now,
would say the world. Yeah, you have people in different places like Canada and other countries
and the
and
Bahamas. Yeah.
the Yep.
So the last quick part I'll say is now I have so many friends now. If I need anything, I could just call them up. Hey, here's my thought. What are you thinking? What should I do here? Or hey, would you want to invest? And it's because I focus on how do I serve other people? How do I be trustworthy? But then just meeting as many people as I can, letting them know that I am an investor.
Oh man,
That's amazing.
that's like speaking that's kind of the same thing like I'm kind of going through right now. We've talked offline about this, but like hearing you talk about it is it's encouraging. And like we all have like a growth thing or like a wall that you have to push through and you have to break through, and that's why we have Breakthrough Investor. And I think it's so great and you're sharing your own growth because everybody looks at podcasters or people who speak and share, et cetera, like, oh, they've got everything. They don't need any help or they know how to do everything. And truly, we're just everyday regular people. And we have to learn stuff and we have to figure stuff out. And if you have, I love the your net worth is your network. And that's proof and that's absolute proof right there. So I think that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, dude.
Yeah, the other thing too, Ben, Dustin, like that, what really stood out to me is so important what you mentioned, and something you always tell us too. You have to get out there that you are an investor, right? That you have to share it with people. I know that's how I, was able to build a bunch of private money as well, when I didn't know that I could do it. Like, I mean, goodness, I was like, who would invest their money in my deals, right? And just by sharing it like with different people I encounter. So that is so true. And that reminds me too of a famous author who I follow, he's from Bahamas as well, Dr. Miles Monroe. And one of the things he always say is, he said the cemetery or the graveyard is the wealthiest place. People are like, wait, what? What is he talking about? And he's
I see
like,
where he's going.
is it the wealthiest place? Because he said there are so many dreams there, so many ideas, so many stories, so much talent that just didn't get out, that just wasn't shared, right? Like you always say, Dustin, you got to share what you're doing. And so many die in the graveyard without getting out. And so if you're listening today, I want to tell you, like, don't let your dream die in the graveyard. Don't let your plans to be an investor die. Like, you have to share it because it's gonna make everyone's life better around you. It's gonna make your life better, your family better, and it's so important to share it. And sometimes we feel, we may feel shy or whatever it is, but you have to get beyond that because you're gonna be so much more better off by going after your dreams and goals and sharing what you're doing. So that was pretty powerful, Dustin. I thought that was a really good for our listeners to hear that because
Can I add to your, because you had a,
absolutely.
absolutely, I love
Yes.
that point. I mean, we all know 100% of the population, every single person dies. It's a proven fact. You cannot dispute it. It's
Death and
science. You
taxes.
cannot argue against that. Everybody dies. And so you realize you can't take it with you. You absolutely cannot take it with you. And for me, being a Christ follower, all three of us being Christ followers, and I use the term, or how I mean, I don't know if many people say it, but that's how I say it. I'm a Christ follower. You know, a lot of people are Christians, which I'm not saying anything negative about them. In fact, that's fantastic. But I follow Christ, and whatever Christ does is what I try to do. And so everything in my life, my businesses, everything I do is a means to an end to point people to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because, you know, if somebody had the cure to cancer and they did not tell you what that cure was, and you had cancer, is that very loving? Oh, I don't want to disrupt them. I don't want to tell them because they might get mad. No, that's actually not loving. If you have a cure to something that they're dying from and you don't tell them, you're actually unloving to them. So it'd be loving to actually tell them, even though it might be hard. And so that's what I love to do is basically do the hard thing that is loving. Now, they don't have to take it. They don't have to, like, if I share, hey, I believe in God. I read the Bible every day and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he loved me and gave himself for me and died and went to
Amen.
heaven. And as long as I believe in him, I will be in heaven with the Father. If people don't believe that, hey, I'm not twisting your arm. I'm just called to share that. So that's number one. So everybody's going to die. And it's smart. It's just a smart thing to do to think maybe there's something after this. No, just then just wrestle with that. And then who knows? If it takes you in whatever direction, just keep going that direction. But that's number one. But number two, the idea that those ideas, idea that idea, but like with this the quote that you said about the cemetery, which was really poignant. I really, really like that. So we all know there are different things you could spend. You could spend cash, you know, money, or we call it money, currency, fiat currency. You could spend gold and silver.
Crypto.
If you had ammo, you could trade ammo and like you buy things, but like you use things to buy and sell things. Like You start thinking, okay, what's the most expensive thing you could ever spend? It's not gold, it's not silver, it's not cash, it's your time. Well, that's what everybody says this, like your time is the most important thing you can spend. And I would take that one step further. Time is not the most important thing you can spend. And there's a movie, I won't even say name the movie, but it really got me thinking about something. Somebody said to another person, we don't have time for that. And the person said in the movie, time doesn't matter. Only life. Only life matters. Time does not matter. Time will keep going. And that got me thinking. That quote, idea that money, or sorry, time is the most important thing or expensive thing you'll spend. It's a great point. But then we think about what's the culmination of all the time spent on Earth. That's the most important thing, or that's the most expensive thing you could spend is your life. Once you're done at the end of this life, what do you actually have to show for it? And my opinion is, and I've done so many things that are like, I'm scared, like I'm worried, I'm anxious, whatever, but I still do it because I take calculated decisions. Like I make sure I'm not doing anything rash or stupid. But if I don't take those risks, then I just live, I wouldn't say a boring life. I'm not trying to say that if you just, if you're a school teacher and you work there the rest of your life, that's totally fine. That's the direction you want to go. But if you don't take that idea that you have, maybe it's to write the best song or write a seller or a best-selling book or taking that, leap of faith, doing something which you really want to do. If you don't do that, by the end of your life, you've spent the most expensive thing that you will ever spend, and you can't get that back. And so, in fact, what I love is that we know that the longer you have in life, the more chance and opportunity you can to gain what you don't have. Let's say, you're 25 years old. You're like, oh my goodness, I don't have any money. I don't have a car. Where do I start? Well, just like the Breakthrough Investor Show, break through whatever problems are in your way. If you don't have any money, well, they've got to figure out a way around that. Maybe it's getting a job. Maybe it's doing a side hustle. Maybe it's whatever it is. But we break through that. But here's the amazing thing: if you don't have any money, but you have your youth, trust me, you are more wealthy. And hear this, you are so much more wealthy than Warren Buffett, Elon Musk, or any of these wealthy people. Like Warren Buffett's 84 years old. He's arguably the richest person in the world, like billions and billions and billions of dollars, but he's 84 years old. And listen to this, because remember, the culmination of your life, all the time on this earth is your life. If you spend that unwisely, then it's gone. Now, Warren Buffett, the richest person in the world, if it were possible, I know it's not, but if it were possible where you would give him your youth, let's say you're 25 years old, he got to become 25 years old, and then you got to be 84, and you got all of his billions and billions and billions of dollars, but he started over at zero. I guarantee you 100%, and I know for a shot, without a shadow of a doubt, he would take that deal. In a heartbeat, if he can go back to 25 years old and have a whole nother, what, 40, 60 years of living, he would take that in a heartbeat. So wherever you are right now, just realize that even if you're 25 years old, 35 years old, wherever you are, you can always start where you are, and there's always more for you. And so, Lord willing, you'll have the next day and the next day and the next day. You just got to get whatever idea, you just got to break through. And that's why we love the Breakthrough Investor. Break through whatever's holding you back so that you can see this is now the next trajectory of where I'm going to. Because I guarantee you, if Warren Buffett was 25 years old at $0, everything that he knows or everything he's experienced, he's going to make everything back in half the time. Trust me, it's possible. So that I just wanted to share that because it's an amazing point that the culmination of your time on this earth is your life. You want to take chances that are calculated, that are purposeful, that help you to honestly, really to live. Because if you go through the entire life, your entire life, not actually living, I mean, do you actually really enjoy the life? You might, but who knows? It might be better.
And we want to take this time to tell you about our real estate investing course that we are giving away completely free. This course has helped countless people become real estate investors, including us. And now is your turn.
That's right, Charles. Text the word rental, RENTAL, to 33777, and we'll give you the MPI Real Estate Investing Course completely free. And if you got anything out of this show, please share it with at least one other person to help them invest in real estate also.
And oh, one quick last thing. So the I think the and I th I've heard this. I think I've heard this somewhere, but the enemy of great, of being great, being a great man or doing great things is good. That's the enemy, because they're like, oh, this is good enough, or yeah, this is pretty good. No, if you settle for good, then you don't ever get to great. Whatever great might be for you might be different for me. You might be gr like 10 times greater than me, and that's your great. I have no idea. But if you settle for what's good, or what's even just even mediocre, which is even worse. But the enemy of great is good, and the enemy of good is mediocre. And so I want you, and this is right reason why we have Breakthrough Investor. You guys got to keep coming back every single week and listen to this show. William and Charles drop so many pearls of wisdom all the time, and their guests come on. But you need to be hearing that you, as a person, are so much more valuable than anybody could ever pay you. And this is how you'll know. Your boss is paying you just enough to keep you working without quitting, but not so much money it takes money out of their pocket. If they paid you what you were worth, they would go broke. So instead, what we suggest, all three of us here, is we found a way to make money to provide for ourselves and our family without working a dead-end job, a just over broke job. But when you do that, if you now have 40 plus hours of your life back to you every single week, you can now do the things that you really want to do, need to do, and have been just putting off. So I love that idea. It's like what we want to do is take calculated risks. And oh, let me also, man, I got so many. I'm just rolling. So another thing, even though it's a calculated risk to invest in real estate, calculated risk to start a business, trust me, and I am proof of this. It is so much more risky. Hear this, so much more risky working for somebody else. Your life and your family depending on somebody else giving you a paycheck so that you can feed your family. That is, trust me, I am proof of this. When I had my fourth child, my wife had our fourth child, 2 weeks later after she was born, I got laid off. I'll fast forward the story. I got laid off, and then I had to figure out how to feed my family. Trust me, it's so much more risky working day in and day out for somebody else that could take away your ability to feed your family than for you taking your own life in your own hands and then getting around the right people. Continue to listen to the Breakthrough Investor podcast. We just had the Income Building Live conference. Like, if you start working with us here at Master Passive Income, we've coached thousands of people now, and so many people, like, we it's people come to our hundreds of people come to our events because they are so they're already doing it because they've already started being around us. So you got to be around us. Continue to listen to Breakthrough Investor. So I just had to say that, but that was a
Dustin,
long rant, I know.
no, Dustin, that was good. I'm so glad you mentioned that. And by the way, too, that was a government job that Dustin was laid off of. People think the government jobs are forever, but I just want to piggyback off of what you're saying is telling people that like take those steps to go towards your goal, right? You know, one of the steps, Dustin, shameless plug, listen to the Breakthrough Investor podcast, right? But what is it? What else do you need to do? Listening to this podcast, what else do you need to do to help you reach your goal, right? You know, the first step could be listening to Breakthrough Investor podcast, right? But what do you need to do? Do you need to get around the right people? Do you need to get in the right environment? Do you need some further education? Like, what is it that you need, right?
Well, I would say I'll even before. Sorry, I want you to pause. Keep your train of thought. It's not do you need to be around the right people or do you need to be in the right room? Yes, it's not. Yes, it 100% is. Trust me, wherever you are, even where I am, I make myself in getting into the higher, the bigger rooms with bigger people who are playing at a different level than me. Because when I go there, I see what's possible for me. But if I go to this other room, I see what's possible for somebody else. I'm like, I didn't even think that was a thing. Okay, now I know that that's there. And I can now potentially strive for that. So it's not that, like, the question, do. Yes, you absolutely need to be around people who are playing at a different level than you because that helps you to grow.
It absolutely. I agree with it. I just wanted to get them to think about it.
There's
Yes,
a
but
couple of things that come to mind, Charles, if I could. Like just listening to the both of you. One, this is like therapy for me, getting to listen to like all of this. So this is great. And then secondly, I'd like our listeners to remember, like you're putting yourself in these rooms with these people who are high level investors, et cetera. But at the same time, don't treat this like a competition because every single person, your version of success is not their version of success, and that is okay. That is fine.
And their starting point too is different. Everybody's starting different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, like, I mean, Charles came from the Bahamas with what, like $500 in his pocket. And like, I was born in the United States and all this other stuff. So, like,
Yeah.
very different backgrounds, very different, like, journeys to get there. But don't treat it like a competition. What you want to do, what I would suggest is go and learn from these people, learn what they did successfully, learn what they did wrong, because these people are going to share the things that they also learned. They were like, man, I shouldn't have done that. I maybe avoid this or change this or do it this way. And that's very valuable. Like, you want to have growth, and you want to think about the potential. And at the same time, don't treat it like a competition. When somebody is doing something great, go ask them how they're doing it. Go learn from them. But you don't have to do it the exact same way. You don't have to do it to their playbook necessarily. It's good to have a good solid foundation. Like, you obviously want to know how to run some numbers and make sure you're going to cash flow, and you want to make good deals. But at the same time, don't get caught up in a massive competition, because we want to work together to help each other grow. Just remember, your goals are not their goals.
I agree with that. Thank you for mentioning that, William, and also Dustin too, to help them to realize that this is something that you need to do. And I think also too, I think sometimes we try to do it on our own. I remember I used to try to do everything on my own, me being, Mr. Engineer, I could figure it out and everything. But for me, making that big jump, jumping, I ran out of episodes. I know Dustin talked about, starting the podcast. I ran out of episodes, read all of his books. Everything, and I was like, I needed more, and I need just needed someone to hold my hand through the process, and that's when I signed up for coaching with Dustin, right? So for me, that was a pivotal move, right? I've never done something like that before. Some people, listen to every episode like one and buy a property, but I was like, that's one. Like William said, don't compare yourself to the other people. Like one is the kind of person like he can listen and then jump in and do it. I'm like, okay, I need somebody to hold my hand through this process, and it, what I, invested in coaching with Dustin, it was a fraction of what I got back. And I mean, even Dustin is making these moves too. Like, Dustin spent $50,000 on a program and to make his life better. Dustin, I want you to talk about that some more, because I think people are afraid to kind of take that big leap, whether it's making a commitment in whatever area. Like, how was that commitment for you, Dustin?
Yeah, so I have never spent that much money on really anything. I mean, $50,000 for 1 year being in a mastermind of high-level business owners that are amazing, not just real estate investors, but business owners, people that are playing at a huge, huge, amazing level. It was so amazing to be a part of that group, because it unlocked in my brain things that I, well, number one, didn't even know was there, but number two, being able to reach higher than I thought I could. And which is, I'll help explain what I mean. So let's say you're going to hike up a mountain, or like climb a mountain, like a huge mountain. You're at the base of it, you're looking up. So let's say at Mount Everest, you're like, you finally get to the base, and you're like, oh, and you look up, you see the top of the mountain, and you're like, oh my goodness, that is so far. And then you start hiking, you start climbing, one step after another step after another step. It gets hard. It gets good, it gets bad, it gets good, it gets bad. And you all of a sudden, like, as you're going to, well, for like, think of that as your investor journey. Let's say 1, 2, 3 years later, you're looking up, like, man, I can see the top. It's so close. And you keep hiking, you keep hiking. And this is the exact same thing where I did. Every investor goes through this. We keep going, and then eventually we see the top. It's like, okay, just five more steps, we get there. Let's say this is three or 4 years later. And then you get to the top. After three or four more steps, you get to the top, you climb over that, you get to the summit, you're looking back behind you. You're like, look at all the things I've done. This is amazing. Look way down there. I started there. Look at where I'm at now. But then you turn back around and you look at the mountain. Like, uh-oh. Oh my goodness. This is not the top of the mountain. This is just the first ledge, the first level that I had to get to. And then now I see this next level. I got to continue to climb. But that next level, I could not even see. I didn't even know it was there until I got to this level where I'm at now. Then you lace your shoes back up. You say, I'm going to continue going, because everything I've gotten to here, gotten through to get here, has helped me to get so much stronger. I can now tackle this next section. And then you start climbing, and you start climbing another 1, 2, 3 years later. You keep climbing, you get stronger, you get better. And you're like, man, and you keep looking back, look at how far I've come. And you get to the top. I can't wait to get to the top. This is the top. This is going to be the end. And then you get to the top again and you look back, man, I got, this is the second level. I can't believe I made it to the top. Everything I've gone through, you're looking back and then you look back at the top of the mountain, at the mountain itself. And again, you're like, uh-oh, this is just the second level. There's another level that I got to get to. I couldn't even see this level when I was at the bottom. Now I know there's this new level and it keeps going. It never stops for your entire life. And that's one thing you got to realize. When you get around the right people, what I paid $50,000 for 1 year to be in a mastermind with other amazing business owners, I'd never done that, literally never done that before, anywhere near that amount of money. I spent money for things, but no, this was like 10 times what I've ever paid. But it helped me to realize, to see the top. It's probably not even the top of the mountain. I'm at, let's say, level two. These guys are at level five, six, and seven, and I can see what they're seeing. Because they're telling me what they're saying. They're telling me what they're doing. Just like Albert Einstein, when he asked, how'd you come up with the theory of relativity? He says, I stood on the shoulders of giants, and from there, I could see everything. And so if you think it's a competition and I can't be working with other people, or you think I know everything, or if you think, man, I just don't want to be around other people, trust me, it's gonna be so much harder and probably so much worse. But when you're getting around the right people and they're helping you to see what you can't see, to be they're at a different level than you, a higher level than you, then you're like, oh my goodness, what is impossible for me? They've already done. I should just learn from them. Is this all making sense?
Oh yeah,
Absolutely. It's
absolutely.
you're elevating, you're constantly elevating your 1,000-foot view.
100%. Like it's. I like to just sum it up like this. To be successful at anything in life, you need to these three gets, right? You need to get or you need to get educated, get around the right people, and get a coach or mentor. Those three things will help you achieve almost anything in life. And
Yeah.
so
And
I love
on
it.
top of that, it's the fast track too. If you go
Yes.
that route, if you
Oh
try to do it
yes.
yourself, which is what I did, it took me 9 to 10 years doing it on my own. And it took me so much hard. It was so much harder than, and I lost so, like, if I would have paid somebody, let's say $10,000 to show me how to do it right, I honestly would have saved probably $90,000 from doing it the wrong way. I know I spent at least $100,000 doing it the wrong way. And if I would have had somebody else helping me do it right, I probably would have saved all that money, even though if I had paid 10 grand, like the $50,000 paid for the mastermind, I've learned so much that it's going to help me hopefully make $1 million in all my businesses and investing. So just putting that out there as, you know what? It's, you don't know what you don't know. Meaning if I waste 10 years of my life and $100,000 because I didn't want to pay for mentor, I didn't want to get around the right people, then that actually makes it so much detrimental. And I lose 10 years. I'd be glad to now to give $100,000 right now. I'll give anybody $100,000 if I could be 10 years younger. Easily, 100% right now, I would do that. Just like Warren Buffett, because I know you can never get that time back. If it's paying that money, you can always make more money. And if you found the right people, they're going to help you make so much more money than you paid into that. It's just mind-blowing that the fast track saves your money because you make more money and you don't waste money. But the bigger thing is your time. And if you're 25 years old, yeah, I got plenty of time. Well, you have plenty of time until you don't. Eventually, you'll be thinking, I wish. I'm looking back now. It's taken me 9, 10 years to be able to quit my job. I think, William, it took you like 2 years. And then Charles just told us at Income Building Live that he quit his job. So he's now successfully unemployed. So look at all three of us, all successfully unemployed. But you guys did it so much faster than I did.
Yeah,
Yeah, and that's from coaching.
I was just gonna say that, William. Like, it's like, we if say there were 100 mistakes to be made, right? Just by signing up with Dustin, maybe we only needed maybe 90 of them, straight off the top. We don't need to learn on our own because Dustin figured out the system. He already made all the mistakes, so we can learn from his mistakes, right? And so that's the one that's like Dustin says, the fast track. Like we didn't have to make all the mistakes that he made, right? And even if we did, make a mistake, well, he already had the answer. I know the mistakes I made, like he already had the answer. Like all you have to do is this, this, and this, right? And boom, I did it. And like a contractor stole from me. He said, just do this, this, and this. And I listened exactly what he said, and I got all the money back. right? So it's like things like that, right? And so it's so amazing to be a part of this community, Dustin. Like, William and I, we publicly thank you, we honor you, and it's amazing what you're doing to help us, and not just us, but so many others, like thousands and thousands of people. And I know that one day, I know it's not about the number, but it's about the impact. You will be able to help over a million people achieve financial freedom. And that's why William and I are so excited to be a part of this vision. This goal is not just about Dustin, but it's everything Dustin does is about helping others. And so we buy into that vision strong because, we're also it's our mission, it's our vision, it's our goal in life to help as many others as possible. That's what it means to also be a Christ follower, is to help people around you, to make lives better through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we are excited about this, William, right?
Absolutely. And we're utilizing our real estate as a vehicle to be able to spread the gospel, share about Jesus Christ. And really, we want people to have financial freedom, yes, but we really want them to have freedom in Christ. That is really what we want. We want them to know the Lord. And this has been, for me, it's been an incredible journey, because it's not only changed my life's trajectory listening to a podcast in my cop car years ago, but it has changed my entire family's trajectory. And so my parents live with me, and not the other way around. They live in my basement, I don't live in theirs. It's changed the trajectory for them, because they didn't have they don't have retirement, et cetera. But with me, they're going to not have to be concerned about that. And it's before real estate, I wouldn't have even thought about it, but we're utilizing real estate to have more time, to have more impact for people, and to just be a good example, as best an example as we can be, to be a Christ follower. And so,
And
yeah,
that's the way it
that's.
should be. Like the Bible says that we have kids, and then we take care of our kids. But one day they will be taking care of us. And it's just the Western culture. It's like, let's just put them on a home in a home, and let's pay for somebody else to take care of them. Like, I mean, you can do that. It's nothing sinful about it. But how much better and how much more loved do your parents feel if you don't do that and you bring them into your home? And they're around their grandkids all the time. It's gonna make them feel so much and be so much more loved because you're doing that. And one thing I just have to share. So all three of us are Christ followers, and you'll hear us share our life. I always say praise the Lord. Like when somebody says something good happened, I'm like, well, praise the Lord. Like I always give God praise in our business. You've heard us talk about like at Income Building Live, I'll share the gospel at the very end, just because I like everybody's going to die. We're working for wealth in and income in this life, but we also have to be well-rounded as a human being, and let's look at what might happen. And so we share the gospel there. But here's one thing you'll never hear us say, or at least as long as I'm overseeing everything here at Master Passive Income, I will never do this. One thing I will never do is say, this is, and you'll see all these new, ads everywhere from people that. Hope I believe they're Christian. I'm going to take them at their word that they're Christian. But they're saying, if you're a faith-based person, you need to come give me money so I can show you how to do this. That's literally what they're saying. It might be more nuanced, but they'll say, if you're faith-based, if you're Christian, you should be over here. I'm like, no, we don't talk like that. We want this is a big tent. We can help every single person out there, because it's a means to an end of blessing other people, sharing what we have with other people. And if they want to know about God, we'll gladly tell them, but we do not say, if you're a Christian, you should be working with us. Well, of course, you Christians should be around other Christians. That's just an easy blanket statement. You should be around other Christians because iron sharpens iron. But at the same time, I don't, and here, this is the reason why I bring this up, is because I see this a lot where other people run ads, or just their own marketing, just their like how they are. They try to just grab only Christians, not saying in a negative, only grabbing Christians. That's not the problem. My problem is commercializing Jesus Christ and commercializing his bride, the church. I can't stand that. I'm a Christ follower, and whenever I hear that, it just grinds me, because it's like, hey, Let me play off of Christ's name and his bride's name. You come work with me because I played on that. No. All three of us, we're just sharing with you our hearts, but you will never hear us say anything. Only, hey, Christians come here, faith-based people come here. No, this is a big everybody. We have like Marwan's one of our students, one of our coaches too. He's a Muslim. I love Marwan. He's a fantastic guy. It's like, what? Yeah. Hopefully, I just had to say that. You will never
Yes.
hear us say that if you're faith-based, you come here because I cannot stand commercializing Christ and his bride. So you'll never hear us say that.
That's
Amen.
so true, and that's following Jesus Christ. Like, Jesus Christ was criticized for some of the areas that he went in, for some of the people that he spoke to, right? He was criticized, and so our job is to love everyone, to share the good news with everyone, and that's just us. Like, so Dustin said, you're not going to come in our environment and see us doing that commercializing of Christ and condemning people. That's the devil's job to do that. So this has been absolutely awesome. Like, William, Dustin, and I, like, we can talk all day, especially when we go to our events and masterminds together, which you should all be a part of. And
Well,
we'll
we
have
do have our masterminds. So
yes.
even though Income Building Live, we just finished Income Building Live. And I got to say it again because Charles is being coy about it. He
Yeah.
just quit his job. He's successfully unemployed now. He unveiled it at Income Building Live. And so all three of us are successfully unemployed. You could be here with us too. But Income Building Live is a large conference put in with lots and lots of people, 300, plus people, investors. We're shifting the model at Master Passive Income. The big thing that I love is I also, when I went to that $50,000 a year mastermind, it was a mastermind, smaller groups of people, really intense fellowship of other people that are business owners that are working together 2 days. Like, okay, so this is what we're doing. Instead of one a year, one event a year, 3 days, just massive, massive, lots of people and lots of excitement, which is great. We're ch shifting it now. We're having three masterminds a year. Instead of hundreds of people, it's going to be cohorts of 20 to 25 people, which means 2 days intensive with me, which I don't do one-on-one coaching. But if you want to get around me, you come to the mastermind, the 2-day mastermind, and you get 2 days, full days with me and the other 20 to 25 other people. And then once that's full, we'll have a second block of 20 to 25. So 2 days with one group, 2 days with another group, and they all intermix. But Master Passive Income is now having the mastermind model. Instead of the big, large groups, which are great, I just realize now that I personally enjoy so much more getting into people's lives rather than speaking on a big stage, which is great. It's fine. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it. I enjoy that too. But I grow so much more as a person when I'm around everybody. So if you want to find out about the mastermind, masterpassiveincome.com/mastermind, we're going to do three a year. And we're even going to do one out of, we'll do an additional one. So three a year, that's 2 days in Nashville. Come hang out with me for 2 days. And then we're also going to do a mastermind in paradise. At least that's the plan. 2027, we're probably going to be maybe going to the Dominican Republic, go to the Bahamas. We're going to maybe go on a cruise. We're going to say, hey, Dustin, Charles, and William, we're going to go do this. We're bringing our families. We're going to do this as an investor group. And it's a tax write-off, which is amazing if you do this. And you're going to mastermind with us for, let's say, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. But that's where we're going to now.
Yes, this is so awesome. Oh my, I'm just super excited just to be a part of this even more. So, is there anything else, William, Dustin, any other insights, anything else we want to share to help our listeners become an amazing breakthrough investor?
Oh
I
man,
think.
I think there's so much, but I'd like to caveat really quick and just like the last mastermind we did in Nashville, right? The big snowstorm, we all got delayed. Anyone who had flights out, I ended up driving home. But that was actually my first ever mastermind. And if anybody's ever like, man, I don't know about these masterminds. Like, does it a is it actually worth it? And really, the point of the mastermind is to identify where you are stuck and what is holding you back and give you help basically to keep moving forward. And it was very beneficial for me. And it was, I highly recommend it. So if anybody is really kind of needing that kick in the pants, so to speak, to get moving forward and you're just stuck on something, masterminds are absolutely phenomenal. They're uncomfortable because they're going to point out what you're not great at. However, go into it with a humble attitude and the desire to learn and help others, and it will be an excellent experience for you. So, I highly recommend the masterminds. And if you are just getting started in real estate, obviously start with knowledge. Just start listening to podcasts, start reading books. Make sure they're not just your Insta-famous real estate investors or your TikTok stars or whatever. Make sure they're legit. Like, follow Dustin, follow Charles, and it's absolutely worth doing. Just gain that knowledge and start building it there, and then we can get started investing. You can join NPI, come to Income Builder Live, come to the masterminds. But that's my advice. That's where I would start if I was starting over.
I'll finish off my end, and I'll let you wrap us up, Charles. Definitely, the main idea, the reason why we have do all this stuff, like the podcasts are free. I know it's so common now that there are so many podcasts out there, but when you realize these are free, everything we're putting out there is for free for you to grow, and you need to also be thinking, I need to take that step. I need to take that next step to actually do these sort of things, because there's you can listen to all the podcasts in the world, all the watch the YouTube videos, even take all the courses. But if you don't actually do what it is that you're learning, you're never going to change your life. And that's the only reason why we do this, is to help you change your life. In fact, I've personally coached thousands of people now, and it's been such a blessing for me, because I get fulfilled when, meaning I feel fulfilled when somebody else, like when Charles quit his job, when William quit his job, when other people quit their jobs or just even buy their first property, I feel fulfilled. It's not my accomplishment, your guys' accomplishment, like all both of you, as well as every single other investor, it's their accomplishment. When I buy a property, it's an accomplishment for me, but I feel like I need another accomplishment. Like, I always need another accomplishment. That's just the nature of accomplishments. Well, when I help other people invest in real estate, quit their job, or buy their first property, I feel fulfilled because I helped one person get what they most wanted in life. And I got to be blessed to be a part of that entire process. And so, we, all three of us here, and all the other coaches here at Master Passive Income, and everything that we do, it's all centered around you, helping you to become a successful investor, become successfully unemployed, and financially independent. So, if you want, you can grab my free course, all of our free course at Master Passive Income. Text the word rental to 33777. Rental, RENTAL, to 33777. You can even go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. All one word, masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Link will be always in the description for you to get these as well. But the goal, I've even had people just from this free course invest in real estate and become successfully employed. So I'm like, this is great. We're just giving as much information out as possible. And then I know all three of us are on Instagram, so come connect with us on Instagram. I'm at the Dustin Heiner, THE Dustin Heiner. And we're even though it's a the, I'm not the only one. I know that. So I'm not that arrogant though, but it's the only handle I could come up with. So the Dustin Heiner, reach out to me, send me a DM, said, hey, I listened to the Breakthrough Investor Podcast. Love to connect with you.
Absolutely. And so as Dustin mentioned, we'll have more information in the show notes with all of the links for you to be a part of everything that we're doing, whether you are just engaging with us online, listening to the podcast, or even coming to one of our live events. We would love to see you at our next live event, the Mastermind in May. We're going to have more information in the show notes. And we thank you all for listening. And remember, let's break through together.